Actually, the civil society is saying no to the new constitution. You know, the civil society are joining hands with the political opposition to fight, actually, this new program of President Tanja. So they're saying no to the new constitution, and they say they are still recognizing the former one, you see. And together they are planning some demonstrations on the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st of this month. So after those demonstrations, they are planning to recall the former members of the House of Assembly, because they say all what Tanja is doing is illegal. So as he is actually doing illegal things, they are going to fight, because the former constitution in one of its articles is calling the people to resist whatever is illegal when someone is trying to work on the old constitution. So that is what they are going to do.
Since the constitution was validated by the new constitutional court, what has been the response of the ordinary Nigerian? Because Tanja seemed to be enjoying some support from some Nigerians.
You know what the ordinary Nigerians are saying? You know, here in Niger, there is a local food called fura. People used to drink it, a calabash. What people are saying is Tanja has drunk up the fura in the calabash, and he's trying to break the calabash, to destroy it, let's say, you see. So that is what the common Nigerians are thinking of him. They're saying it's too bad. After 10 years of peace, you see, after 10 years of full democracy, they can't understand why someone is trying to try everything, you see. It is really surprising.
Why is the opposition seem to be powerless? Because even if they're calling for the reinstatement of the National Assembly, the security forces would not allow such thing to happen to them.
That is true. We don't know. Actually, they say they will not tell how they are going to do it, but they say definitely they will do it. So we are waiting to see. You know, the other time during the voting day, what they did is just they called the population to stay home. And what the population did, because it was like what we call here a kind of ville morte, you know, people stayed home. And if you can just take your vehicle in Niamey and be running even as you want, there is no vehicle on the roads. People are at home and everything. So you see, actually, it is not up to 5% of the real voters that came out that day. So you see, so it is later on, they just say to the people to let's say, to rig everything. So they just fill their papers and say, okay, they've got 68% of the total voters out, you see. And out of that, they say Tanja has scored 92-point-something%, which is actually false. They all know it.
Do you think the opposition's plan will be effective, and do you think they can orchestrate it?
It is possible. It is possible, because they know that the government is going to oppose that power. So I don't know. Anyway, we are waiting and see, because they say they sent some people out in some countries like in Africa and Europe. So they are waiting for them to come.